Welcome to an initiative. This is Silly with the Wooligans. This is Mitch. With me is Brad.
Hello.
Bird is not here. He's on assignment.
He's applying for another job.
A better job?
I don't think it's better. It's just different.
Okay.
He didn't like us anymore.
We are on location at ITAP in Soulard.
Yes.
As people can probably hear from the noise and the drinking.
Yes. And we're drinking Brewligans.
Yeah.
Brewligans on tap.
And we got special guests here today.
We do.
We always have special guests. Why do I say that?
You know, today we have multiple special guests, but we're starting off with a new partner for St. Louis FC. They just announced it today on the Twitters and on the Facebooks and on their website.
It's the Twitters.
Madrina's Coffee.
Hey, guys.
Guys.
What's up?
How's it going?
Introduce yourselves. Tell us about your coffee drink.
So I'm Alex.
And I'm Cole.
And we have a coffee business here in St. Louis.
I like coffee.
And it's not like this isn't coffee like you drive up and order a tall venti latte. You got them in a can ready to go.
Exactly. It's not a, you know, we don't have a brick and mortar. You're not going to get it hot from us. We have 16 ounce cans.
Oh,
so.
Wait, we're not? Fuck this. I'm out of here.
No. Yeah, it'll be cold. It's a iced coffee drink. Iced coffee is getting way popular, and we have a couple flavors. So we have mocha, vanilla, cappuccino, and a flavor coming soon, a dark roast, more bitter-flavored coffee, but it's all 16-ounce cans of iced coffee called Madrina's.
The most important question a Luligan's going to ask, which ones go well with which liquors?
So I'm going to let Cole answer that one.
Well, now, normally people would just drink these out of the can as a little pick-me-up either in the morning or the afternoon to get your day going.
Right. I'm glad you mentioned that because we're not always going to be mixing the drinks with alcohol. But
not all of us.
Cater to your market.
So since we're here with the Luligans, I guess we'll talk about mixing it with alcohol. You mix it with some espresso. Tequila is great. Mm-hmm. Alex likes to mix it with some rum. And then we've done it with vodka before, too, and it's been good.
So I can do this tomorrow, and my boss will not catch on that I'm drinking at work. That's what I'm hearing.
Oh, no, he'll catch on. You're just going to be crazy. You're going to be mixing the caffeine and the alcohol. It's going to feel great.
So you guys, just getting involved with the soccer team, I mean, obviously you're soccer fans. Is that how you came to this? Or?
Yeah, you know, we're soccer fans. I mean, absolutely. But we're really, I mean, being a local business, family-run business here in town. We really love what's going on down in Fenton at the soccer park. We're way into it. You match that with, you know, all this, you know, you get to all the nonsense that's happening downtown with the Rams. Yeah. You know, I mean, there's, it's good to have some pure good fanship going on and seeing it happen for the city.
I love the fact that the team is going out looking for these local partners. You know, it's just good business to partner with people in your community. Will we be able to get your products at Soccer Park? I assume yes.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. They actually placed their first order with us today.
Nice.
And they will be receiving Madrina's on Wednesday. So 2 days.
Good
two
turnaround.
Days. Yeah. Very nice.
That's better than you and your paper distribution.
Let's not talk about my day job. Let's also talk about, now, I'm a fan. I like to support the businesses that support my team. I go to Mission Taco. I go to, you know,
ITAP.
Where can I get Madrina's coffee? Just, I'm on my way to work. I'm a little feeling run down. I need a boost. Where can I pick up Madrina's locally?
So if you shop in St. Louis, the chances of you being in a store that sells our product are very high.
Okay.
I mean, you could find us pretty much anywhere that you're going, whether or not it's you're going
convenience
once a week.
Stores.
Exactly. If you're going once a week to a grocery store, we're going to be there in Schnucks, Dierbergs, Shop and Save. If you're a C-store, Grab and Go, convenience store, Grab and Go
awesome.
In the morning, Quick Trip has us. Mobile on the Run very soon will be carrying us, but... yeah, pretty much up and down the street, we got a lot of outlets that are carrying us right now. Quick Trip's, you know, the big one for us that we just brought on, and that was an awesome win.
Yeah, they have tons of locations around town.
Absolutely.
So.
Right by my house. Guess what I'm getting in the mornings now.
Well, yeah, and I mean, like me, I'm not a hot coffee drinker, but this is the kind of thing that I would definitely grab a can of and you know, drink. I mean, I love things that, you know, I drink and then I shake for a little bit. Do I get a little pep from this can?
Yo, I mean, it's the caffeine equivalent of a Red Bull. I mean, but it's all from the coffee bean.
There you go.
We're all natural. And that's sort of our shtick, is that it's, we don't really believe in the artificial energy additives that come with all the other energy drinks.
You don't put bull testicles.
But no. Those would be natural, actually.
Well, that's true. That's true. That's
we actually call that out on the can.
Really?
We're non-bull testicle. That's the version.
I think that's testicle. A plus, yeah.
That's a selling point to me. I'm on board.
Yeah, no, it's just, it's low artificial additives, or none, actually, and that's sort of, we're all natural.
Yeah.
We don't really believe in what goes on with all the energy drinks, how many people have been, I mean, it's been like 15, 20 years people have been drinking energy drinks. Yeah. People have been drinking coffee and caffeine from that
and
for
hundreds
of years.
And they have tons of sugar in those energy drinks that, yeah. I mean the artificial, the corn syrup. The
exactly. Right.
So, well, that's great.
So I'm going to be healthier, is what I'm understanding, by changing energy drinks.
You should drink five of them a day.
There's multiple
before
flavors.
Before noon, yeah.
I have to try each flavor before lunch.
That's right.
We got four 12-packs over there. I expect those to be gone by the end of the week.
No,
yeah. People are going to take those.
I think they're already setting up over there.
Yeah, I think they're being pilfered as we speak. But
we
that's good.
It is cane sugar. It is, I mean, because obviously it's coffee mixed with milk and sugar. It's low-fat milk and cane sugar.
Awesome. All right.
Absolutely. So I'm going to be healthy.
Now, my other question is...
The pounds are going to melt off.
They are. My other question is, we know I can get it at local convenience stores, local grocery stores. I know it's a all-natural product.
It's going to be at Soccer Park.
It's going to be at Soccer Park. My next question, which is probably the most important, are you guys going to be joining us at Soccer Park? That's my question.
Oh, yes. We definitely will be, and we are so excited about it. Alex has just been getting me fired up about it. He was down there this morning watching the guys practice.
Nice.
And sent a picture out of his – he was posting up, doing work on the laptop with the training in the background, and I was just –
Isn't that a great way to work?
I was just so envious.
Instead of driving to the office in the morning, I'm literally just going to be driving to Fenton. Because that spoiled me.
There you go.
I work from home. I live in Fenton. I work from home today. I'm like, I could go up and watch practice during lunch.
Yeah.
It's like, no, because then I'm not coming back to work. It's going to end.
Yeah, well, we're way pumped. Everyone around our office, whenever we get a chance to hang out with anybody that's associated with STLFC or what's going on with soccer here, it's pretty exciting.
Awesome. Well, guys, thanks for coming on. Thanks for being a sponsor of our team, because without people like you and local businesses supporting this team, we wouldn't have a team to cheer for, so we really appreciate that.
Without a doubt.
And we want to encourage all of our Luligans and all of our listeners to go out and pick up some Madrina's coffee.
So you're going to have this podcast on your phone in the morning while you're driving into work.
Yeah.
Stop by, quick trip. Get yourself your Madrina's. And report back on which one's your favorite flavor.
That's right.
I think that's what we need.
Buy one of each. First of all, buy one of each.
Well.
Then you'll know which one's your favorite.
You might need two a day to figure it out.
Well, sure.
So let's not set the bar too low. High sales. So,
we believe in supporting our sponsors, and Madrina's Coffee is now with us. So everybody go out and buy it. And I expect the next time I hear from you guys, there will be a just huge uptick in your sales. And you'll say, well, we need to go on the podcast again.
Completely attributed to this podcast.
That's right.
Most certainly. You'll sell an extra two cans, guaranteed.
Hey, you guys said you'd buy two each.
Well, that's right. That's right. Four.
Four. Well, four, sorry. Well, I got to get through the free ones first.
Yeah.
So
that's
it might
true.
Take a couple weeks.
All right, guys. Well, thanks a lot for coming on.
Thanks for having us.
And we'll have you on again during the season to, you know, when you guys are starting to expand and you can't keep up with demand, you know, we'll have you on and we'll talk about the new markets you're expanding into.
And we'll be thanking you guys for everything you did.
Well, thank you guys.
Thank you guys. Appreciate it.
All right.
We'll take a break here, and we'll be back with some players.
Yeah.
We're back. We have guests, and Jeremy is making fun of my basement over there.
Well, he won't be invited back to the basement.
He's too high class for us.
That's true.
He's
a GM of a professional soccer team.
I know. What do you expect? But he did.
Him and Bruce Arena hang out on weekends.
Talk about how to handle Andy.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we have guests now.
We have all sorts of guests.
We had guests before. Now we have more guests. We have actual players of your St. Louis FC soccer team. I know who you are, and I think I could figure out which ones are which, but I'm going to let you introduce yourselves around. Starting immediately to my left, we got Mark Pace, right?
That's right. Mark Pace, goalkeeper.
Next to him, we got Oscar. Next to him, we got Oscar. I can't pronounce your last name.
Oscar Gasecki.
Gasecki. And then we got Brian Gall on the end there.
Yep.
Okay. So we've got the spine of the team pretty much right here. We got no midfielders, but we'll play it, you know, play it out. So I've done no preparation. But you guys kind of represent a nice mix of what we've got going on here out at the park. We've got a guy with a little bit of MLS experience. Brian played with LA Galaxy. He's bounced around a little bit. Oscar took a completely different path. He went to Europe, played with Borussia Dortmund. And we got Mark right out of college. So this encompasses everything we're looking at with the team, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, you guys are, I mean, when did you guys meet officially? How long have you guys been together?
Well, I've known Brian a little bit. We train over in Chicago through the winter. But Mark, I met him, just when I came in about a month ago.
Okay.
Yeah, started preseason about three, leading up to 4 weeks ago. All of us, once everybody arrived in St. Louis, was the first time I met these guys.
Is that the hardest part right now, is getting to know each other? I mean, both on and off the field, knowing where your guys are going to be?
Yeah, definitely. I think team chemistry is a huge thing. You can tell, you can have incredible talent, but when you don't have that kind of bond on the field, it shows.
And the longer you play together, you start to know where your guys are going to be, where you need to cover, where you need to run, things like that. So you guys are going to begin to be thrown into it. I mean, you've got a couple more preseason games, but, I mean, won't be long and you'll be – are you ready? Are you – you know, is it still kind of gelling a little bit?
Yeah, it's definitely a work in progress still, I'd say, especially things were slowed a bit by the weather, being indoors for a couple weeks. We only had – 3 or 4 outdoor practices leading up to this point, and fortunately we've had a little break in the weather, and this is providing us some important time to get on the same page and start to gel and mesh and understand people's tendencies and defensively how to step together, offensively how to make runs for one another, and these guys can attest to it that it's pretty big for us to finally be outside now.
So, I mean, what are you guys finding so far? I mean, you guys, where are you from? So some of you are from St. Louis, right?
I'm from St. Louis.
You're from St. Louis?
Chicago.
And you're from Chicago, okay. So, I mean, still kind of the same Midwestern kind of attitude, but are you becoming comfortable in St. Louis? Like, or have you had any time to even think about St. Louis? You're just playing soccer the whole time. There's no time for anything else.
No, of course I'm comfortable. Yeah, I mean, city here, city there, I don't think it's a really big difference. I mean, I wouldn't say I'm homesick or anything of that sort. I get along well with the guys and my roommates, so I'm having a good time.
So far, who's the biggest pain in the ass on the team? there's always one guy. Musa?
Musa? Yeah, without a doubt, right? Just met him 2 days ago.
And already he's ruffling already, feathers.
Already.
Nice.
Already.
Well, that's the kind of thing our listeners want to know. But seriously, I mean, we've talked about... We had Taka on. Taka's a great guy. I mean... He's one of those guys he's a little older than you guys. He's been through it all, you know, seen everything. Is a guy like that, and Ambersley, obviously, who's a long-term pro, guys like that, do they help settle some of the younger guys? I mean, Mark, you're a new pro. I mean, you guys have been in it a little while longer, but do you look up to some of those guys that have been around?
I definitely think you kind of keep a closer eye on the guys you know have been playing for a while. Just becoming a professional, you're looking for any edge you can get, and you can try to take little bits and pieces from everybody, and those guys who are a little bit older, who do have a few more years experience, you try to see the little things that maybe they've adapted to their routine or their regimen that have helped them and made them successful players. So, and then you have to find what works for you, so you take bits and pieces from different people, you look around the locker room, this guy does this guy has a tendency to do this, I think that would work for myself, and you kind of mold it all into a form that will help you become a better professional.
And Oscar and Brian, you guys are what I would call a young veteran. I mean, you're younger guys. You're not as old as Taka, because he's like old as dirt. I mean, And Amber's league. I mean, you know, he's going to be signing up for Medicaid soon. But you two, you're young, but you've been around. You've been pros. You know what it takes to, you know, I mean, you've been in different systems, but you've dedicated your lives to this already. What do you think coming into St. Louis as a brand new team? What do you see, you know, are they doing it right? Or what things do you need to improve on that maybe you guys can bring to the locker room?
I certainly think this is an organization that's doing it right. You know, I've been around a lot of organizations, whether it be MLS, NASL.
MLS Cup champion, right?
Right. LA is a different story. Right?
Well, yeah.
But NASL and all that stuff, and I'm telling you, this is definitely an organization that does it right. From every aspect, whether it's feeding the guys after training, whether it's, you know, preparation for training and whatnot. So, yeah, I'm definitely happy to be here.
And Oscar, what's your experience been? Because you were in the European system for a little while.
Yeah, and, you know, I don't have any experience with any USL, but from things that I've heard from other people, the way they do it here is very professional. And comparing it to when I was overseas, I mean, we get into the locker room every morning and the kits are ready and we get fed after practice and it's basically all the same system and coaches have an entire plan of what to do for the day and how they have their week planned out, and I think it looks professional.
Awesome. And you do have some younger guys coming in, so like our friend here in goal. I mean, do you take it upon yourself to be a little bit of that role model to pull a guy aside, not necessarily, you know, in front of everybody, but whisper things, you know, hey, this, if you try this, I mean, do you take the role model portion of your job seriously?
I think so, because, you know, a lot of these guys are coming from college.
Right.
College is a completely different thing. You know, these guys are playing for 3 months.
Right.
You got to get in the mindset where you're going to be playing for 6, 7 months, up to a year, whatever it is. So you got to get these guys on the mindset of being a pro, and that's taking care of your body after training and whatnot. So.
And we see that, I mean, MLS is maybe what we look at most as fans because we see it on a daily basis. Now we'll get you guys to see on a daily basis that we'll love. But you see a lot of these college guys who, no matter how great they were in college, they do hit that wall at like the 3 month time where they can be on a roll, they can be on fire, but it is a transition. So are you trying to help these guys and saying, hey, pace yourself. We got a long slog here.
Yeah, of course. It's something you definitely have to make an adjustment to. Speaking from personal experience, when I was overseas, I mean, I definitely burnt out. It takes a toll on your body, and playing the college game is a whole different thing compared to a professional level. You really have to control or take care of your body and maintain your focus. So, yeah.
Well, right now we got, I think, officially 13 signed. There may be a few more guys playing with you out there that we can't officially talk about. But what do you think about the squad so far? How would you categorize it? Are we an attacking team? Are we a defensive team? Or just a nice balance of both?
I think we're a nice balance of both. I wouldn't say you want to take this one? No, go ahead.
I was going to go the same direction as Brian. I think it definitely is a good balance of both. We have experience both up top and in the back throughout the midfield. I think, you know, it's going to be exciting. Again, as the days progress and we get more time outside, we get more opportunities to play in these preseason matches, I think we're going to maybe develop more of that identity and kind of see the direction that we're going to be going. But I think we have the pieces to be an all-around, very, very good team. And we've worked both sides of the ball, offensively and defensively. And to finally be able to put a product on the field this week, Wednesday and Saturday, it's going to be exciting to see what it looks like.
Yeah, the snow game was fun out at SIU, right. but obviously that was a, you know, you were still working through some things. You still had some guys that weren't going to make the final roster, but now we're getting a little more serious. Obviously, Tulsa game is going to be huge. You do scrimmage Indy 11 on Wednesday.
Correct.
Which will be nice. We went and saw Indy 11 last summer. Good team. Ambersley, you don't remember it, but Ambersley knows about them. I'm sure he'll be telling you guys in the locker room some of their
details.
Hopefully
we get a good scouting report from
exactly.
him.
Exactly. But when we go into Tulsa next Saturday, I think that's when the fans are really going to get a peek at what our team is. And I know the tickets are free. We want everybody to come out, have a good time. Obviously, you're still working things out. It's not a finished product, but we're getting closer. So do you start to take these things like, you know, the snow game was fun. Yes, you were out there to do a job. You're out there to prove, you know, what you're doing. But it's getting a little more serious for us. Is it getting more serious for you guys?
Yeah, of course. I think when you get closer to the season, your team starts to, you know, formulate. And you start to get that starting 11. You get the, like, we have 13 signs.
Right.
We have our team, you know.
More or less, right.
It'll make more sense when we come closer to the game. And that way we get to play with the starters more. Whoever's starting gets to play together a lot more.
Well, and that was the thing about at the snow game. You guys were kind of split up into two teams, and yeah, and we knew there were, you know, pieces were working together that weren't necessarily going to be the finished product. Yeah, now that you're playing together a little more, it's going to look a little more polished. I do have to say, guys, I mean, we got the Tulsa games. We got the, well, they canceled the energy game because I think they were scared, basically. Do you guys realize how important the Louisville game is to the fans? I mean, I want you to win every game.
Of course.
But if I had to trade coming in second place to Louisville or losing to everybody but Louisville, I might take you guys just beating Louisville. Because there are dreaded enemies. They're talking a lot of smack on Facebook and Twitter, and we're responding. I mean, we're talking a lot of trash, so you guys really have to go out there and back it up for us.
We appreciate you guys having our back, so okay. We're going to do our best to put on a good show and bring home the win for that one.
That first game is, I mean, not only is it the first game ever, I mean, we're taking a road trip, we're going to Louisville, it's our local rival, it's the only geographical one that's really close to us, and I mean, I can't tell you guys how excited I am, how excited we are. I know it's a job to you guys, and you're taking it seriously because that's what you get paid to do, but take this one just a little bit more seriously, okay?
All right, we'll do it.
We'll have
all
your
right.
voice in the back of our mind as we line up.
Well, you'll hear us from the stands. We'll be singing. We'll be screaming. We're going to have a big group down there in Louisville, and then for the home opener on April 11th, we're going to pack the park. We can't wait to support you guys. We can't wait to see you out there on the field, and if there's anything we can do for you, like, you know, if there's a certain song you want us to sing, or if there's, you know, a certain player on the other team that you've had experience with and you'd really like us to get under his skin for a game, just let us know. We'll be there for you.
Well, we appreciate your guys' support up to this point. It's been fantastic. You guys have kept the interest going and get us excited, too, with events like this. So we thank you guys, and we're looking forward to seeing you guys going crazy out there in the corner.
I can't wait. Well, guys, thanks a lot for coming on. Oh, we did have a question. I was supposed to ask about Oscar's cooking ability. Is there a story there I need to know?
So me and my roommate, we wanted to deep fry some turkey breasts. And so the label or directions said that you're supposed to put half an inch of oil into the pan. So we did. And when we dropped the turkey breast in there, the oil overflowed from the pan, and I started a fire in the house. And not knowing, we took a bowl of water and splashed
on
it.
On a grease fire, that's good.
And thankfully, thankfully the fire went out. So.
Okay. Thank God he's a good soccer player.
So immediately Jeremy's thinking, wait a minute. If a guy burns himself to death, what do I have to pay? Well, we're glad you survived, and maybe you let somebody else do the cooking, because yeah, we need you healthy all season, okay?
I'll do my best.
All right. Mark, Brian, and Oscar, thank you for coming on the show, and we want to have you on again after that first big win. And, you know, then you can talk a little trash. You can, you know, say, hey, we are the best because we proved it.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you.
We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with Jeremy Allenbaugh.
This is Taka of St. Louis FC, and you're listening to This Is City with the St. Louis Louisligans.
And we're back. I'm back on the mic. Gave it up to one of the players.
Yes, thank you for returning, Mitch.
Yeah, everybody missed me, I'm sure.
Yep. Almost as much as we missed Bird tonight.
R.I.P. Bird. I miss you, Dad. So,
Hashtag miss you, Dad.
Hashtag miss you, Dad. So we're continuing on with our cavalcade of stars that we have.
Tonight has been the night of guests.
It's like the old ABC cavalcade of stars. You know, we're going to have to do some sports events outside.
Feats of strength.
Yes, make them run through the gauntlet and stuff. We're back. We got Jeremy Allenbaugh, GM of STLFC. who is creeping up on the Caps here with the, I think, what is this, two, three now?
Or four, maybe four.
Might be four.
He's creeping up there. I think he might be the number one Cap guy.
And I know the number one jealous person is Steve Petcher.
Oh, yeah. Petch is not happy.
We
he is
get
upset.
Him back on.
Driving into work, listening to this, he's not happy.
He didn't say hi yesterday. That's what happens when you ignore me.
Here's the other thing. We're going to have another U.S. men's national team player on very soon. We talked to Mr. Ty Keogh earlier tonight. He's going to be on the podcast soon, so... I don't know if we need Petcher anymore.
Ooh. I did not say
just that. Kidding, Petch. Just kidding, Petch. You're always welcome.
But so in the number four chair tonight.
This is a new one.
It's finally happened. He's begged and begged and begged.
Has he really begged?
A little bit.
Oh, that's great.
I don't think so. I don't recall begging once.
He's embarrassed.
I suggested politely.
That's begging.
Mr. Pat Kelly, ticket man extraordinaire.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
If you buy a ticket for SCLFC, it needs to be through Pat Kelly.
Pat has been the St. Luligan season ticket rep for a long time. I know you've got a couple of the guys working in the office, Corey, and we had Gigi on the podcast, but, you know, she's
cookie crazy. You don't want to mess with that. Yeah.
And after the whole...
wait a minute, there's cookies involved?
She loves cookies.
Why didn't you bring cookies?
The day is much better if you bring some cookies to work. It's a lesson I learned.
Now, wait
two.
A minute. You posted a picture the other day. Was there a Gigi bobblehead in your office?
When she was working for Chicago Fire, she won some sort of contest, and yes, we have her bobblehead in our office. She spent a week in Mexico on a wedding, and that kind of kept us company while she was gone.
Nice.
We like to think she's always watching over us.
Well, the reason
this is going to go downhill real fast.
The reason we wanted to have Pat on, because Pat's been busy selling tickets. Every day, if you are a friend of Pat's on Facebook or follow him on Twitter, STLFC.
Or if you follow our page.
STLFC.
He posts weekly on there.
He was actually one of our Louisville Cup Kings Cup pictures today.
He was.
I have to check that out. I missed that one.
Oh, yeah.
We're getting busy. We had home opener go on sale today, so things have been a little chaotic in the ticket
office.
That's
why we wanted to have you on. The home opener tickets, single game tickets, went on sale today.
Mm-hmm.
So we need everybody to get out there to pack the park. Mm-hmm. That's the number one thing. But the other reason I wanted to have you on, we know the Soccer Park Club, which was the real expensive seats, they sold out a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
But today, officially, the VIP section, which is the next highest level, they sold out completely.
Mm-hmm. It's been kind of cascading. There's a lot of people we talked to in October who said, you know, Soccer Park Club, they're interested in. We'll wait for the schedule. Those were gone in January. So naturally, the progression is to go to VIP. Those are gone. So it's just a cascading effect. And the cool thing is it's our top-tier tickets. People are, you know, putting their money into the team.
Anywhere that's not with us is basically what they're choosing.
Well, they said, where are the Luligans sitting? Okay, sit me on the exact opposite side of the stadium.
Which is cool. We want those people there. We want those people. I'm wanting to join in on songs with us. And actually, a few of the people that are sitting in those VIP seats are St. Luligans. They just, you know, don't want to sit with us. But they're going to sing along, and they're going to join in on the songs. But season tickets overall are going very well. I know every day Pat posts, you know, two or three people that have bought tickets. Our section is getting full. We're about to expand over into Section 9 if we haven't already.
It's getting there. It's going to be an annexation of Section 9.
We prefer hostile takeover.
It seems more fitting for you guys.
Thank
sorry.
You. Appreciate it.
But so we wanted to have Pat on. Not only is he doing a hell of a job selling tickets, but we want you to call Pat. If you don't have season tickets and you want to, or if you just want to buy tickets to the home opener, give it a try. Buy tickets to that game, and I guarantee once they come out to the park once, they'll have a good time and they'll want to come back.
Yeah, definitely. Even if you're just a season ticket holder and you got some friends that, you know, the people are saying, I want to come out to one or two games, invite them. You know, if a couple friends from work said, yeah, I'd like to check it out, let me know. Give me a call back. You know, we've got great group rates going on right now, so we can bring out a big bulk of friends at a discount.
And speaking of a great time to check out the park, we've got next Saturday, Tulsa's coming into town for a preseason game, and we've got actually a unique opportunity for fans who are bi-curious about soccer. The tickets are free. They can just go to the website. You do have to create an account. You do have to put the tickets in your cart and then print them out. But for absolutely free, you can come out and check out the preseason game against Tulsa.
For the cost of a piece of paper.
Yep, printer ink and paper. That's all it costs you.
Then again, printer ink is pretty fucking expensive.
That's true. That's all we ask. And I think, you know, we've all said from the get-go is, you know, give us a chance. Come out to one game. because you come to one, you're going to be at more. And we feel they can come out Saturday, and it's not a finished product. The team's not finished product yet. The facility's not a finished product. But the environment, the excitement, I think people are going to get a little bit of a taste of it, and I think they're going to want to come back for more.
I mean, for those of us who went out last week, and obviously both of you were there at the snow game out at SIU, I mean, we were standing on a hill in the snow, and it was the best time ever. So, I mean, this is going to be the next step in that. We're going to be in our section. We're going to get the tailgate a little bit. Like you said, the team's not a finished product. This is a preseason game. You're still getting to know each other out there. Dale's working on systems. Dale's working on things he wants to see for the whole season. You know, vendors and things are going to be, you know, in flux. But it's a good way to come out for absolutely nothing and get a taste of what we're building out there at Soccer Park.
Zero investment, high return.
Yeah.
It's good math. Speaking of math, Pat, if they're looking at tickets, what are we looking at? What's single game cost?
Single games are going to be 15 for GA plus taxes and all the good stuff, and then 20 for West Reserve. I don't have to tell you about VIP anymore because it's not going to be an option. We do have some six-game and three-game packs out there. Those can be found on our website, stlouisfc.com. There's too many packages out there to really start naming real quick. But definitely check out the group option, too. If you got about 10 of your friends, 12 of your friends looking to come out and have a good time, trust me, it won't be the only time you're out there at the park this season.
A good friend of mine, my neighbor, he was like, oh, look, I'm going to do the three-game pack for sure. You know, I want to come to as many games as possible, but I want to commit to the three games. And he sent me, you know, the choices he had. And I'm like, oh, well, you have to be at that one. And, oh, wait, you have to be at that one, too. And I was up to, like, eight had to be at.
We'll make it a pick eight instead of a pick three. That's so, okay.
Yeah.
I like Brad.
But, yeah, come out to the home opener for definite. Well, come out next week to the preseason game.
Yeah, and the biggest thing is I talked to a few people the past couple of weeks, and they're like, you know, I don't know, I might make a game or two. And they showed up to the game, the snow game. And the atmosphere at the snow game, they're like, I need to be in this. This right. is something I need to be a part of. And we've got something special. We got the right pieces going forward. It's going to be pretty exciting this summer.
So let's talk about the snow game since we brought it up a couple times.
Yeah, it was, I mean, SIUE.
No slouches.
Yeah. I mean, they did have a couple of years where certain players, like Pat Kelly, played for them where they had down years.
Correction. I was on the team, didn't play.
But no, a very good college program. I mean, Jeremy, you guys set that up purposely. You wanted the challenge. And, I mean, it was a good game. I mean, some of those guys have played together longer than our guys have played together.
Yeah.
Most have, actually.
Yeah.
It was a perfect first game, I think. You know, great environment, great field. Obviously, the day made it special with the snow, but it was a good opportunity. They had a lot of confidence. You know, they had a lot of young guys that maybe didn't play as much in the fall during the NCAA, and they were out to prove something. New coach.
They scored first. They were taking it to us. Yeah, they weren't shy.
No, they got after it. And that's what we knew. We didn't want to play somebody who was going to roll over and be scared to play pros. And we knew they had a lot of guys that were hungry because, you know, Mario Sanchez came from Louisville, new head coach, and you get a limited window in the college level to prove yourself before preseason. So, you know, this was an opportunity. And, you know, they didn't have to play us. And, you know, maybe it wasn't the best time for them to play us, but it worked for us. And, you know, we're thankful to get the game. And it was we needed that game just to kind of see some things, see where some guys are, and just to try to, you know, start putting some pieces together.
And we talked to, you know, the players we're on right before you guys. You didn't necessarily have the combinations of this is our starting team. You were mixing and matching pieces to see what was going on out there.
Yeah, and those are the things that we think in St. Louis people are going to understand. And this isn't I won't name names, but this isn't some other cities in our league where maybe they don't understand that it's a process to get there. And, you know, Dale was looking at some guys, specifically playing next to some other guys, but it wasn't the first 11.
It was nice to get the win, but that wasn't what the day was about.
Yep.
The day was seeing what you got.
Yeah, and Wednesday against Indy and then Saturday against Tulsa will be another step forward, but still not about the win.
We've had some questions about the game on Wednesday against Indy. Is that a closed scrimmage? Is that the way it's officially written up?
It's officially written up as a closed scrimmage.
Shop be open?
But if I wanted to come at my lunch hour, say, and go to the shop and buy a jacket and a hat,
a
scarf.
You know, Fenton is a great place to get a lunch. Yeah. You know, you can usually find a good eatery in Fenton and maybe stumble into the soccer park. And, oh,
is the Bar and Grill Bar and Grill going to be open at that time?
Not necessarily. Oh,
okay.
But,
well, I do need to come in and get a new hat.
Yeah.
And
come by and just talk to Pat about something on tickets and maybe watch a little bit of the game.
Okay.
All right.
So it's a closed scrimmage, but
closed. Yes.
Yeah. Totally closed.
Well versed, my friends.
And I do like Indy 11. We went out there for a game. Great organization they have out there. And some of the guys, we were joking with them about Mike Ambersley giving them a scouting report on those guys. But these are the kind of games that you use to learn about your team. Again, you're not necessarily going for the win, but you're putting pieces together. You're seeing how they work together. And, Dale's throwing things out there just to see what he's got.
Yeah, and we're further along than we were in the SAUE game. It really sucks not getting that Oklahoma City game last weekend or last week down in Springfield for a lot of reasons. One, keep expanding our fan base. That's not that far away for people to come to games.
No, we do have some guys down in Springfield who are planning
on making
season
tickets.
Down.
Yeah, they're coming up here.
And Parker Mayer from play there at Missouri State, right, would have been a great chance for him. And
just soccer fans down there who would just enjoy the game. Yeah.
Yep. So. That's another chance for us on Wednesday to get the game in. It's not about the result, but kind of see where guys are. And there's some tie-ins. There's some connections. There's a player that's going to get announced for us tomorrow that, played.
Matt Burrow. That's why he's not here tonight.
Did you guys finally get Freddie Adu?
Bird's at his physical right now. So.
It's going to take a while.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
You should be dead.
There's some tie-ins there, So there's some guys in Indies that have relationships with our guys. A couple Indiana guys. We have some Indiana guys. Yeah. We just signed another one. We'll announce here hopefully by the end of the week. So, there's a lot of different things that, that makes it a good game for us to get. And, they're ahead of us, too. A week ahead of us because they were in Arizona. A little warmer there than Veta was.
Yeah.
And so they're probably further along. But we need to play. We've got to see these guys.
That's one of the things that, becoming a fan of USL. I was about to say USL Pro, but now it's just USL.
Yeah, don't say that. We'll get in trouble.
Sorry. USL, seeing some of these teams, and every team has a little different preseason. I mean, a lot of them are involved in these tournaments with MLS teams. A lot of them are playing different teams. I mean, you guys have to do what you have to do to get ready. Is that something that concerns you? It's like, okay, Carolina's played, five games against MLS teams, and I mean, you're preparing how you have to prepare, but do you think about that? Like, maybe they're a little more, blooded than we are?
Yeah, I think those are things that keep you up at night.
Yeah.
As a coach or as a GM, those are things that make you worried, and you're driving to work going, oh, crap, Charleston just played Orlando City, and Oklahoma just played, a team from Denmark.
You guys haven't faced a Kaká in practice.
Thank goodness. But, that's what I think this league is so intriguing to fans and supporters, because I think supporters get that each club has different things they have to do to survive. And for us this first year, we weren't going to Arizona.
Yeah.
We weren't going to Florida. But I think our fans get it. I think our
Year is definitely a different sort of thing.
And everybody has their own way of getting it done. Everybody has their own way. So for us, Dale has got those guys competing, day in, day out. Mitch snuck out yesterday and
that's what I was
watched
say.
A little bit.
I got lucky.
There was almost a fight, and it was awesome.
But Mitch called me on the way home from that practice and said, oh, no. These guys are so much better than they were a week ago when we saw them.
It was stunning. I mean, I hate to say these kind of things out loud because people immediately roll their eyes. But, and I mentioned it to Jeremy as we were standing there at one point in time, 5 years ago we watched an NASL team, for a lack of a better word.
They were Division II.
They were Division II. It's NASL now, whatever. But the difference between what we watched 5 years ago and what we watched yesterday, or what I watched yesterday, it's leaps and bounds. And it's such a testament to how the American soccer pyramid has grown in skill that, we all know that MLS has grown magnificently.
Yeah, those of us who watched MLS 5 years ago can look at the game today and say, it's a different game.
But this was much better, too. I mean, I was watching cross-field passes that guys didn't attempt 5 years ago, that we haven't seen for 5 years. They were foot to foot. This wasn't, he had to run and catch up. This was, and the scrap was kind of good too. But But that's what you want to see. You want to see two guys going hard for a ball, you know, and not giving up, not pussing out on a ball that they can get and having it mean something. I mean, yeah. it was fantastic. It really was. And the talent out there is just unbelievable. Bird and I keep laughing about it, that it's like, are we overhyping this team? But watching it yesterday, I don't think we are anymore. I think Jeremy and Dale have built a team that's ready to compete day one.
The one thing coming from the ticket side that Jeremy and Dale and all the soccer side have done is they did their research. They spent the past – they knew this team was coming last year at this time, and they did their research bringing in the top quality. I mean, every time I see a player release, I'm like, holy cow, this is going to be an easy ticket to sell. And they've been doing a great job on that, and I can't wait for that first game.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, from a fan perspective, Bird talked about it. I forget which player announcement it was. It was like, oh shit. Well, it was the one with Oscar Kosecki. You know, oh, he played at Borussia Dortmund. He played at LA Galaxy. He played at Portland Timbers. It's like,
right.
Oh, these aren't, you know. This guy. He played, you know, here and here.
These are pedigreed players.
People that you know of. I mean,
mm-hmm. Yeah, so. And I think the plan, like PK just said, you know, from Dale and the staff is. Really been impressive. You know, they have a vision of where they want to go. They have a vision of how this team needs to play. It's a work in progress, but yeah. If you look at even, we're not playing college teams, you know, from here on out up to the season. You know, we got some games scheduled. But those
like
are
somebody
be,
else who's playing all college teams in the
those,
preseason?
Yeah, those are, thank you. Those are going to be, you know, those are going to be our, you know, we have some reserve games set up.
Yeah.
So after, you know, we're going to play SLU, we're going to play Missouri State, but those will be more guys that don't get minutes in our league games, which is how the rest of the
who
world
needs
goes.
Some time, yeah.
We needed minutes, so... All of our games from here on out are against pro teams, and that, you know, that was Dale going, look, you know, we need to play against pros to be ready to play against pros. And so the planning that they put into it is really starting to come together.
Let's talk about pros for a minute. The MLS CBA got done, thankfully. We're all happy that happened. I mean, obviously we might have gotten a few more eyeballs looking at us if there were no MLS games, but for the good of American soccer, we're all happy that got that finished, and we won't talk about winners and losers in the CBA, but this does mean that some of those Chicago Fire players may be available to us as loans. I mean, you guys had talked about before, you've been up at the training, you've seen, you know, and talked to Frank Yallop and Brian Bliss.
Yep.
You know, maybe some of the names that are coming in. Are you making preparations for those guys to come in now? Or
yeah, PK's got two of them sleeping on his couch. They're gonna
just
come
up
in.
The street, so
yeah, it's close to ITAP, so nice. Everybody's gonna love that.
Nice.
We are in those discussions. The difficult thing with these affiliations is, you know, right now the Fire, you look, they got Nierko's out with an injury. They got McGee out with an injury.
Yeah.
So they're trying to get through their first couple
the
of games.
The guys that may loan down to you, they need them in the first team
right
now.
They're getting minutes right now.
Right.
But it's a good, you know, I mean, I talk to Bliss about every day. He's probably sick of seeing my number pop up, but we talk and good communication. Actually, Alec Kahn, their goalkeeper, came down last week and trained with us, which was great. He came down and, you know, trained with us for 3 days, which was really weird because it was right around the time the CBA came out. And I said, so you're coming down here. What happens if there's a strike? What are you going to do? He's like, I just need to get there. I want to see it. I want to hear what this is about. I want to train. And
it was maybe
great
hardest. It was hardest on those guys who are like sort of in between. Who
right.
You know, they just need minutes. They need time. And if a strike would have really hurt their development.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that got settled. As far as you guys are going with the season coming up, I mean, Chicago's already had to cut down a little bit, but. You know, they've got players that they're holding in between. How do you guys plan for, like you said, you know, a Chicago Fire goes down? You want to plan for these guys to be with you, but are you always sort of looking in the back of your head that he may not be there next week?
Yeah, and that was, you know, I think I said it before, but Oklahoma City gave us the advice last year, build your team around your guys.
Yeah.
Build your team around your guys. Use the guys from the MLS team to help you, and whether that's making it, you know, more competitive and your guys know they got to be honest because someone's coming in on a weekend to play, but don't bank on their guys. And that's how Dale's built this roster. When those guys come here, we're going to treat them like our own. If they're good enough, they're going to play, and they're going to help us win. I think they're going to get it. I mean, Khan came in last week and trained his ass off with Jones and the goalkeepers. I mean, and Brian's like, yep, he fits in. He gets it. He works hard. So we're going to be ecstatic when they get here. We have an idea of who a couple of them are going to be, and they're going to fit in, and it's going to allow us to maybe move some guys into some spots. But, you know, we're not going to get six of them, and that's good. But we're excited.
Right now, I think I counted 13 official. Is that right, or am I off on my numbers? I don't know. You've got guys who are official. You've got guys that you know are going to be. But
right.
What is our final roster going to be? Not counting the fire guides.
I'd say 22.
You want to have 22 and then a few on loan from the fire.
Yep. And then there's going to probably be another one or two. Now, this week is spring break, so we got some college guys in training. We still have a couple trialists. We've sent some trialists home. You know, I think our final roster for guys that are going to be signed with us is going to be around 22. Get a couple from the fire and, you know, a couple other guys, and we'll be right where we need to be.
So we've got a few guys to come in still.
Yeah. We'll have two announcements tomorrow. We'll have another round of announcements Friday, Saturday, depending on where some guys are with the paperwork. It's just they're here, they're training, they're getting after it. If you happen to sneak out for a lunchtime break on Wednesday, you'll see them.
Yeah.
And you know, there'll be some familiar faces.
Well, and we know when you guys sign a guy, it's not a simple matter of signing it. You've got to get it rubber stamped by 14 different offices before you can make an announcement.
At least, yep.
Okay, so the thing we want to talk about is the Tulsa preseason game next week at Soccer Park, free of charge, but you have to go on the website and you have to print those tickets out.
Yeah, you're not going to be able to get in the park without a ticket. Okay. It's free, so make sure you do your diligence. Make sure you have a ticket in hand when you're coming up.
Then we've got
7 p.m. start time, I believe. Is that what I saw?
7:30
start time.
7:30.
Then you guys are going to Tulsa the next weekend. Will that be streamed, do we think?
Not many of the USL games have been streamed the preseason.
Okay.
Sacramento, they set the bar right.
And once we do get into the season, all games will be streamed, and we'll be doing them live here from ITAP.
Yep.
We'll be up set up. But then what we really want to talk about is Kings Cup. The first game of the Kings Cup is away at Louisville. Some of us are going to make the trip. It's going to be a fun time.
I'd say more than some.
Well, yeah, no, it's going to be a good group of us. But if you can't come or if you're not planning on coming, please watch on YouTube. That will be the very first official game, 3/28, St. Louis FC at Louisville City. Why do they call themselves the city?
It's the city?
Louisville Town is what it should be. It's a town. It's not a city.
Is it incorporated?
Maybe.
Hamlet?
I don't know.
The Hamlet. The biggest thing is the time. Hopefully that gets set before we have to get on the bus, because that would be tough if the guys don't know what time we play.
Is it because of basketball? Is that what we're waiting on?
That's our guess. That's my best guess.
We know they take basketball seriously down there, and that's fine, but we're here for the sport of kings, soccer.
Not only that, but it's like, you know, it's kind of coming up. You need to man up and just put it on the schedule.
Yeah, I mean, you guys have a science there of when the players need to eat a certain, you know, time before the game. And
I know the SAUE soccer banquet was the night before, and I got invited to it, and I don't know if I can make it. Do I need to leave the night before? I don't know what's going on down in Louisville, so hopefully that gets resolved.
I would say let's call Tim Holt, but that's not really an option anymore.
Yeah, is there anything we can say about Tim Holt? For those of you who don't know, Tim Holt was the president of USL, and he... To me, anyway, it was a surprise that he resigned. Do you know anything about that? Can we say anything about that?
There's nothing I can say because I don't know anything.
I mean, he did a great job with USL. Maybe he just got a better job offer with another sports league. I don't know.
I think he's been through a lot. He's seen this league be everything and anything, and you know, and he was a big reason for the vision of where it is now. And you know,
he stuck it out through the rebrand. Maybe he had planned to step away. I don't know.
Yeah, you know, if he's listening, which he probably is because he loved you guys when he met you, because he told me, I emailed him and said, hey, if you ever come close to St. Louis, you have a spot at the soccer park, we'd love to have you as a guest. And he's like, look, you got the supporter culture, you got, you know, the history and the legacy, you got a vision, and you guys are going to do great things. Sorry I'm not going to be a part of it, but it was a nice email from him. I'd send him a quick note, and, you know, I think he's tired. I think, you know, he's done a lot. You know, when he came here for that visit, I mean... He should have had Madrinas, I guess, because he was pounding 5-hour energy drink. Like
that,
he was.
I like the tie into a sponsor. Well done,
Wayne's World.
You guys had he had 13 expansion teams this year. I mean, between the MLS 2 teams and everything, and I mean, he really has been a globetrotter, going everywhere.
Yeah,
I mean,
and And I think the new, you know,
I mean, Jake Edwards
right,
is taking over.
Those guys have done a lot.
He's been around forever, so it's not like a total shift in focus.
No, but Tim was the face, and he did everything, you know, because he was there when they sold the company and, you know, the whole Division II thing. So he's seen it all, and, you know, there's guys there, David and you know, Nicholas and Max and all guys behind the scenes and Jake, and they do a lot of work. But he was it. He was out in front of everybody, and, you know, that's got to get tiresome.
So we wish Tim Holt well, and we hope we don't get some awful report of he left under, you know, terrible circumstances.
Yeah. But mostly thank him.
But, yeah, thank him. He's done a good job.
He brought this league to be a true Division II league, and that's pretty awesome.
Yeah. So after the King's Cup, there will be another game in between there, but the most important thing that we want to have everybody on to talk about is Pack the Park. The home opener, April 11th. Pat's going to be selling tickets. Jeremy's going to be fretting and biting fingernails, making sure everything's ready for that home opener. But we need to get everybody out there. If you have even an inkling of soccer love, if you're listening to this podcast, bring a friend.
It's going to be a good party.
Yeah. I mean, there's tons of reasons to come out to a soccer game. But this is going to be special. This is the first game at our new team, our home stadium. And so if you're listening, if you're, like Pat said, if you're a season ticket holder, get a hold of Pat. He'll get you another ticket.
If you've got season tickets, we've got special season ticket add-ons. So if you want to bring a friend, we've got a discount for that too. All it takes is an email. You shoot me an email, we'll take care of you.
And this is going to be like Woodstock. There's going to be so many people years from now saying that they were there that weren't actually there.
Right, but be there.
Yeah. There's going to be people there that don't remember being there. It's going to be a good party.
Hello.
Don't know what you're talking about.
I was looking right at Mitch on that one.
No, I'm going to be good that day.
Okay.
Now, we're going to try to be our best, but it's going to be fun. It's going to be a great time. We're playing the Pittsburgh Riverhounds. A team that's had a little history in the league. They've got a beautiful stadium there in Pittsburgh, but we're going to show them how we do it in St. Louis.
Time to throw down.
Yeah, it's going to be everything. I mean, I don't know how else to say it. We've been, you know, we met around the corner here months ago, and now it's today, and I can't believe
it. It was almost a year ago.
Yeah,
it was
one of those things where he's like, we got lots of time.
Oh, no, we don't.
We're out of time. Well, and every time I've seen Jeremy since, he's been a little more
weathered,
a little more bloodshot, a little more.
It's like when you get the president at the beginning of the term and the end of the term.
Yeah,
gray right. And weathered. That's going to be
like
Jeremy.
Mitch and I are getting happier, and Jeremy's getting just more worried and more.
That's partially with the Madrina's deal. That's a good product, and we got to keep Jeremy wired up for this.
Do we need to get a Tums deal too?
Not till the season starts. Okay. I'll be all right.
That might be released in June or July.
Yeah. No, it's going to be a fun night.
It is a St. Louis company. I mean,
yeah, there you go.
We're excited, and I think, you know, when people get out there, and there's a vibe. There's an energy. I mean, you see it, and you hear about it, and, you know, yesterday I saw somebody say, can't wait for, you know, home opener tickets to go on sale. I'm getting 7. And you know what? The guy did. I saw it today in the report. And it's coming, and you don't want to be left out.
And we've said it. I mean, we say it every podcast. We say it every time we meet somebody. Come out to that first one. Just come out to the first one, because even people who aren't soccer fans, I mean, there's a lot of St. Luligans who came out as a friend of somebody who maybe didn't care so much about soccer, but got into the culture, got into the, you know, and now they're bigger fans than I am. I mean, you know, they're calling me, did you see we signed the kid from New Zealand? I'm like, no. Who, you know, tell me about this kid. You know, I mean, we've created some passionate fans, and what you guys are doing, you know, we appreciate it so much. You know, little things like coming out tonight, giving up your Monday night, we appreciate that. And
well, Pat would have been at a bar in Florida anyway, no, Pat's, so let's be honest.
Yeah, Pat's just down the street from his house.
Fair enough.
It's either here or Big Daddy, so, I mean.
Well,
you know.
D's place, too. They got the good pizza during the Blues games. I'll probably be there for the Blues Winnipeg game tomorrow.
I'll be at the game, actually, so I'll think of you.
1-0 Mitch.
But now we've got Madrina's, we've got Mission Taco, we've got all these sponsors coming on board, and
I'm impressed that they have Red Bull and Madrina's.
I'm impressed with
that's how you know you're a baller.
AM PM.
I'm impressed with Red Bull is giving us money to beat New York Red Bull too. That's my favorite. So
we'll keep it.
There might be a banner for that day.
Thank you for sponsoring your loss.
Yeah.
Just want to do one more plug on tickets. It sounds like we're wrapping up
here. No, really? PK and tickets?
No, never, never. I'm going to tweet this and post this too. You know, we've got the Taste of Section 8, the large, medium, and small. The large is a season ticket at $150. Medium is the six-pack, and that's at $69. And the three-pack is at $41. So choose your poison wisely.
You may want to reconsider the Taste of Section 8 title. Because
it's going to taste like sweat.
I'll let you guys roll with that.
Failure.
And a little bit of Section IPA.
Yeah.
All right. Hot wing sauce.
Mitch, do we have anything else to talk about tonight? We've had a wonderful night here at ITAP. ITAP St. Soulard.
Know, again, ITAP has been such an amazing partner for us.
Yeah, no.
I mean, you know, roughly a year and a half ago, they reached out to us. They've been incredible hosts. They've been great partners.
They host any event that we've had. They host. They're letting us do this podcast right here from the back booth.
Yeah, we're going to do this every the last podcast of the month. We're going to be right here.
Yep,
going
forward.
Probably in these exact seats.
Right.
They've been nothing but accommodating and gracious, and we can't thank them enough.
Yeah, I mean, I think we do announcements on this podcast pretty well. So I think... you know, the newest announcement that we want everybody from the, you know, that's going to download this and listen to it on the way to work tomorrow or whenever they get to it later in the week, people are busy on the way to the game or what have you, is, you know, we're excited that today we finalized a partnership with ITAP.
Oh, nice.
So they are going to, you know, sponsor the Craft Corner.
Ooh. Oh,
and it's conveniently on the opposite side of you. No, it's, sorry, it's right next to you guys.
I was going
to
just reach over
and
punch
you. I know
you're
going to punch me. Punch me in the throat. That's what I tell my kid all the time. I'm going to punch you in the throat.
You stole it from me. That's beautiful.
Yeah. So we are, you know, the ITAP Craft Corner will be right over by the St. Luligans, right there by the scoreboard.
So not only official partners of St. Luligans, they're now official sponsors of St. Louis FC.
We made this happen, Brad.
Well, I don't know if we made it happen, but
we're taking credit.
We'll enjoy the benefits of that.
You made it happen. I mean, you know, we met with Sarah and Brad and Sean, and you know they're excited, and not Sarah, but the other two are, you know, former intramural champs at Mizzou. I was informed when we met with them, so they're big soccer people as well. But you know, they get it. It's local. It's St. Louis, and you know, they want to be there. They understand the vibe. There's going to be some other pretty neat announcements coming out. You know,
but ITAP will be a presence at the games.
Yep, it'll be a presence, pub to pitch as well. And obviously you guys talked about, you know, watching the viewing parties here. And, you know, it's they're going to be involved with, you know, I think the really neat thing that they're going to bring is they understand how soccer flows and how a game flows and how beer flows. and I mean that seriously, though.
But all three go together.
They all do go together. It's very hard to watch a game without a beer in your hand, as my family witnessed yesterday.
Damn near impossible.
During the MLS triple header. But I think the big thing they get is, you know, early in the year, it might be a little chilly for a 7:30 game, right? So maybe it's a darker brown or something. And then spring comes and summer comes, and then now it's a summer ale.
A little
ale.
Session so
they,
ale, yeah.
Exactly. They get it. And I'll be damned if they don't serve Dale's Pale Ale, so they better figure that out.
There you go.
But they understand you guys. They understand our club. They understand what we're trying to do, and they understand beer, and it really goes together well.
Now
well,
they awesome. Need to understand opening a place in Fenton so we have somewhere to go before and after.
We're working on that.
Well, that's good to know that our friends ITAP will be involved. Like I said, I love to patronize your sponsors. I mean, get my oil changed at Dobbs. I eat Mission Taco. I'm going to drink some Madrinas coffee in the morning. I always support ITAP, and I'm glad they're on board. And I'll be glad to patronize the Craft Corner by ITAP there by the Section 8.
I mean, that's a marriage made in heaven. It really is.
I can think of no downside. Well,
actually, I can.
Maybe cleanup, but...
Might want to have a medic on staff nearby.
But no, that's great news to add them to our list. I do have it here somewhere, one of my note cards. It's like a full note card of all the sponsors you guys have, and a lot of them are local companies, which we love to have. So I'll just go ahead and read those while we're here. We'll give them a little plug.
A little shout out.
You got Pleats Dry Cleaning. You got Madrina's Coffee, which we had on earlier tonight. Mission Taco here, located next to ITAP. Dobbs Tire and Auto, if you need an oil change. Red Bull, paying us to beat their own team. Mercy Hospital, they're on the back of the jersey. Worldwide Technology, our owner. Got to get a plug in for Worldwide Technology. Soccer Master is going to be carrying some of our merchandise soon already. a little bit?
I believe so.
Okay.
On its way.
On its way. G&W Meats, I saw PK was having some
bratwurst. Nobody beats their meat.
Nobody beats their
meat.
I've
been putting their andouille into jambalaya. Unbelievable.
There you go.
There you go.
ElectricalConnection.org is on the front of our jerseys. Nike, of course, is the provider of our jerseys. Anybody I missed there?
There's a couple that haven't been announced. Yet, okay. But that's a complete list.
So that's already a lot of good companies for you to patronize. And let's go ahead and thank our sponsor, Euro Electric, Mark Gardner.
Every single time. Mark does a wonderful job.
Gave away a free season ticket last week.
He's still buying tickets. I don't know what for, but he's shooting me emails saying I need more tickets.
But that's how he is. I mean, he is one of our best ambassadors.
And he wants more people out here having fun. He wants to share the love of the game.
He's talking about what he's going to do for the tailgate. Evidently, you know, when he was this Ram season ticket holder, he did a pretty good setup.
He's got some sort of custom truck that's got tailgate.
He's got some. Again, he's an electrician, so he gets this part. He's got some sort of power inverter. He's like, we can run a sound stage, so if we want to have bands play. I'm like, okay, we're going to have bands play. We'll have the Rat Rod Kings play. That's what we'll do.
That would be good. Rat Rod Kings, we're big fans of those guys. I also want to thank the Washington Tattoo Collective. They always step up and help us out. And Adrenaline Prints, another Lululemon business. They print our shirts and things like that. So.
And you and me, because we're awesome.
And I throw a lot of money towards this also. But thanks a lot, guys, for coming on. Thanks for bringing the players. Thanks for bringing the sponsors.
Thanks for bringing a game. I mean, thanks for bringing the team. It's finally here. By the time we do our next podcast, there will have been a game played at Soccer Park.
Yes.
A currently being renovated Soccer Park.
The Warzone Soccer Park. It looks like the
sounds that come from outside are a little scary in the office sometimes.
Just when you come on Saturday, have one eye closed, you know, thinking about what it's going to look like in April, and the other eye enjoying the game, because it's a mess. But you know what? It's our mess, and it shows progress. You know, and we're excited.
You know, Soccer Park's been such an institution in St. Louis, and before this, we've all been out there for either youth games or high school games or college games, back to AC St. Louis days.
Part of a USA game.
Part of a USA game. But the fact that we're going to go out there and we're going to see these changes that are taking place at the park, I'm really glad that not only you guys are utilizing that space, which has a lot of history, you know, U.S. men's national teams, U.S. women's national team games, but you're actually reinvesting and making it a better place. And you know what? The probably the biggest thing I'm most proud of Soccer Park, it's not a baseball field. A lot of these USL teams seem to think baseball fields are the way to go.
Yeah, I think the fact that we're putting our money into new lights, new locker room, other changes. We're not doing anything retractable.
We didn't have
the
to have
the corner kick flag doesn't retract in the ground and then pop up.
We didn't have to put $100,000 into a retractable dome.
No.
Our players aren't going to warm up in a bullpen. Oh, he's calling for the lefty, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm just telling you, it's going to be fun when we go to Louisville. We're going to have some chants. We're going to have some things to say. And when they come to our field, they're going to be like, oh, wow, they're playing on a soccer field.
Yeah, and they'll have some things to say when they come to us too. And that's the great thing about
it's a good rivalry.
Oh my God,
we are having fun with the Coopers.
It is fun. We're still going to win. We're taking it.
No, we give them a lot of hell, but I was telling Dave earlier, you know, when we have a good one, you know, they'll send us a private email. It's like, okay, I can't admit that in public, but that was a good one, you know, and we do the same. I mean, they've had some good press. They're doing a lot of good things in Louisville, and it's better for all of us that we're all successful. So
they put on a hell of a watch party out here.
Who was it the other day that tweeted out the best rivalry in USL this year might be between the Coopers and the Hooligans?
Oh, who was it?
Nicholas Murray was talking about that.
Chad put it out there as well.
And
being in the front office watching you two throw shots across each other's bow, it's a highlight of our day sometimes.
Well, and I mean, Nicholas Murray and Max Lom, they do the USL videos, and they listed our game against Louisville as one of the opening weekend matches to watch. I mean, it's nice when an expansion team rivalry is already getting some pub. So
yep, if we were on ESPN, we would be the focal game, no doubt.
Yeah,
no doubt.
So we're the focal game of YouTube. How
there you go. We'll be the focal stream.
We're looking forward to that. And thanks, Jeremy. Thanks. What's your name?
Don't worry. It's Pat.
Pat. Pat. Thanks, Pat, for coming.
I'll bring your name tag next time. I'll give you my card before I leave here.
Just kidding, Pat.
Is it Pat Kelly or Patrick Kelly at St. Louis?
I've been called a bunch of different things.
No, your email address.
Oh, Pat. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I was rattled.
It is P. Kelly.
P. Kelly.
P-K-E-L-L-Y at stlouisfc.com. And the St. Louis is all spelled out.
So if you're going to buy season tickets, give our friend Pat a call. He's been a diehard supporter of the Luligans from the beginning, and we always refer our friends to him.
And it's mutual. You guys are helping us out on both fronts, so I appreciate everything you guys have done for me.
Pat's getting paid because of us.
That's right.
In fact, you're going to have to buy rounds, bitch.
maybe next month. Yeah.
And we do want to thank our members that came out to hang out with us tonight.
Yes, we had a good group of people come out, and just as a bonus, they got a special early scarves.
That's the best thing. Aww, yeah. So that's the best thing is everybody's going to see these pictures. They're not going to have their scarves yet. They got to wait a while. And everybody that came out tonight has them. That's what I love about you guys. Just give the perks to those that show up. So
should have been there. There's man. A tweet. There's a tweet already. They're like, oh, are they previewing the new scarves already?
And no, they're not previewing. They gave them out to those that showed up.
That's what Madrina's took pictures of their product with our scarf. They were up for it.
So we're not gonna tweet it and post it. But the scarves will be available for handout next week. At
Madden will lose his by then.
Madden will lose one. He'll buy another one.
Well, he won't remember being here, so he can say he never got it.
That's true.
But
too.
If you show up at the Tulsa preseason game and you've already purchased a scarf, you can pick it up then, and we will have extras for sale on that day. And it's a good looking scarf. You know, it's not quite as good looking as some of the St. Louis FC scarves.
I'd say it's better.
I don't know.
It's a pretty good scarf.
I like it.
It's a pretty good scarf.
You know why? Because we're champions.
We are champions, and we have chupacabras. So that's all I know.
Yep. Be champion.
That's a good way to end it there from the words of Jose Mourinho. Be champions.
Thanks, everybody.
We'll see you at the game.